We did not boycott the court. We merely said we cannot proceed without our team member, Aaron Chiza, who had been brutally assaulted by the military officers in the presence of the court and detained, and we therefore were missing one member of the team.
Now, lawyer Aaron Chiza was sentenced to 9 months inside the courtroom. Did the authorities say exactly what he did?
Aaron Chiza was detained because he resisted being arrested by the military officers. The audacity of the military to arrest a lawyer in court who Mary has appeared to represent a client is not only a violation of the law, but it's also a human right abuse, which the military general court martial tolerated. We raised it with the chairman of the tribunal court, but nothing doing. Aaron Chiza was sentenced without any trial, without being given any chance. And the ruling distorted fact. They claimed lawyer Aaron Chiza assaulted the court orderlies, which is not true. There are videos clearly showing an altercation between Aaron and the orderlies when he's telling them he needs to enter. Then suddenly he's attacked with kicks, with blows, and injured.
When is the next court date?
The next court date is on Monday the 13th of January 2025. We have to retreat as lawyers and decide the next course of action in view of this brutal assault and interference of the lawyer's work. When one of us is interfered with, the entire team is interfered with.
Dr. Besigye, how would you describe his spirit in the courtroom?
Besigye and his co-accused, Mr. Obed Lutale, are, I'll not say high spirits, but they are strong. And as we'll see in that video, they joined in a protest song. They're strong and they'll continue resisting oppression and this unjustified trial in a military court when they're civilians and in a court that is applying brutal force instead of the law.